Charter schools are a controversial solution to educational needs. Season 2 of the Keystone Crossroads podcast, Schooled, looks at one elementary school in Philadelphia that sparked debate when the district turned it over to a charter organization. WPSU's Emily Reddy talked with the host of Schooled, Kevin McCory.
Kevin McCory, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I want to start with a short clip from Schooled Season 2. It's the first day of school at John Wister Elementary, and Jovan Weaver, the new principal and a first-time principal, is introducing himself to teachers and staff.
I really thought hard and long about how I wanted to start this morning. And I was encouraged by a few people in this room to share a story about a young man I know very well.
Jovan's 34, an African-American, and as he spoke to the faculty, he paced the room nervously. He talked about a young man who had endured trauma, neglect, and abuse as a child growing up poor in Philadelphia during the crack cocaine epidemic. The young man never met his father, and the young man's mother, Jovan explained, often went out partying.
The result of her partying led to her coming home one night with her girlfriends, and he vividly recalls his mother giving him a joint to smoke. He was 5 years old.
The young man, of course, was Jovan Weaver himself. And the story of how he got away went from potential casualty of the streets to principal of one of the city's most needy and controversial elementary schools is one he's often shied away from telling, one he's often repressed, one that's sometimes easier to deal with by putting it in the third person.
You go on to tell us the story of Weaver, his tough childhood, and that seems to be the key to a lot of his success as the principal at Wister Elementary, the fact that he can really relate to these students.
That's right, Emily. You know, he says in that opening passage, you know, I am these students. And the life that he lived growing up in the 80s and 90s, I think, keeps him keenly aware of the trauma that a lot of students in, you know, the neediest districts all across this state experience on a day-to-day level. So as an educator now, he's very aware oftentimes what those kids need is someone to just reach out to them, to encourage them. And he didn't have that. You know, in the story, we learn that his mom became a drug dealer, basically abandoned him at age 10. And it was really the help of some educators along the way who really got him back on track and got him the skills to become a college student. And he went to Penn State University main campus, which was quite the feat. And out of that, you know, he at first was an accountant, and then there was something that pulled him to education, that he realized he had a lot to give to kids as he kind of looked around Philadelphia and saw the need that was there.
And he isn't just any success story or any principal of any struggling school. This is also a story about the charter school controversy. This school has just been turned over by the district to Mastery Charter Schools. And you go back and look at this fight, which really divided the community.
It really did. And, you know, it was really a citywide debate. You know, I covered, the Philadelphia School Reform Commission, which is essentially the school board, intimately as a beat reporter. And every time there would be a, you know, charter school conversion proposal, it would just be a very fiery conversation. And you saw parents in this neighborhood of East Germantown really pitted on one side or the other. Clearly, there were a lot of emotions on both sides poured into this debate. And part of the impetus for this season of the podcast was to say, okay, we followed all the sound and the fury of this debate. What actually happens next? What does it mean to become a charter school? Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. And what does that take and what does that mean? And who are the educators who are going to come to this building and who are the educators who used to be there? And what does it mean for the families and for the children and ultimately, you know, for the success of the rest of their lives?
And as we follow Jovan Weaver through his first year, there's this juxtaposition between two teachers in particular. One's doing really well, the other's struggling. And I feel like this is where we really see a difference with charter schools. And talk about how that struggling teacher is dealt with.
Sure. So, you know, it was these two fifth grade teachers, one English, one math, right across the hall from each other on the third floor of John Wister Elementary. And, you know, the teacher on the right hand of the hallway, Bahir Hayes, English teacher, you know, veteran African-American man in his late 20s who was just very, very talented at and is talented at connecting with students. And you could just feel and see the learning happening in his classroom. And then across the hall, you had this other teacher who, you know, was in his second year as a teacher, first in urban education, first in Philadelphia. And he was really struggling to connect with the class. And you could just see a lot of the kids weren't engaged. And he was really having a hard time managing the kids' behavior. And, you know, by midpoint of the year, kind of the internal metrics were saying these kids really weren't making gains in math. And so Mastery looked at that and said, we can't keep this going, especially in context of, you know, you had this huge debate, should this school become a charter school? And, you know, there was a promise of transformation. And so to them, it's like they weren't living up to the promise. And so they end up kind of demoting him down to the early grades as a support teacher. And they bring in this woman who is uncertified, has tried multiple times to pass the state's official teacher certification exams, hasn't been able to pass it, but really was able to create some authentic relationships with students. And in the end, it seems, was much more effective.
Did you come away from this with a verdict on charter schools from following one for a year?
I mean, no, I don't think you could writ large, because every charter school is so different and unique. You could probably say that about all schools in general, right? There's district-run schools that work really well. There's some that don't work really well. One truth that you can see is that the charter in this instance was able to provide the school with a lot more adults per pupil, especially leadership adults per pupil, a lot more resources. And they were able to do it at pretty much the same spending levels per pupil as the district did when it was in charge of the school. So, you know, you have to kind of delve into that question and say, how could there be such a difference at the same exact school spending about the same amount of money per kid? And that really kind of goes to that question of the union protections and the way teachers are paid and the way that the state's pension system has gone, where, you know, districts are required to pay so much into the pension fund and charter schools aren't. So, you know, you're seeing certainly just more resources being dedicated at that school when it's a charter. And if you're a parent or a kid in that neighborhood, maybe you look at that and say, well, that's all that matters. And that's a good thing. But, you know, maybe you look at it from the wider macro lens view and you think, well, is this sustainable over the long run? And what is this doing to the profession? And there's kind of a push and pull there that, you know, I tried to explore in nuance at this one school, but certainly didn't come away with an answer for, you know, the state in general.
Kevin McCory, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much, Emily.
WPSU's Emily Reddy talked with Kevin McCory, the host of Keystone Crossroads Schooled podcast. The second season of Schooled was recently released. You can find links to it on our website at wpsu.org/radio.